Let us start from the Mishnah. Vayisker Adam Poyelim B'Shabbos. The translation of Schiris, the Meiri says, is Psikas Hadomim, that one should not make up with a goy that he'll pay him a certain amount of money. He should do this and this pa'ula for him. So Schiris is also, and Rashi says, D'chsiv Mimtzoy Cheftzecho. And here it's called his oisik and his chafeitzim, that one should not be oisik and his chafeitzim in Shabbos. We learn out midivrei Kabbalah. We mentioned last week that Chassam Sofer wants to be metzadet, that it's an isal d'yeraise. The makor is tishbeis, a Ramban and Parshas Emor. Seems there's a psashayla, this Sfas Emor speaks about it, the other achroinim speak about it, that if the iser is mimtzei cheftzecho, later we'll have in the sugya, cheftzecho is osur, but cheftzei shamayim will be mutter. So memele, so there's a shayla, achroinim, if one will be permitted to be soiche poyalim, to build a beis haknesses in Shabbos. The Sfas Emor is metzaded li hokel, and the Chedesh Ha'oviv and the Chedesh Hashem seem to be machna. Al Kaponim, that is the first halacha, that one is not permitted to hire a worker in Shabbos. V'lo yoymar odom l'chaveiroi l'isker loy poyalim. Now the second bob of the Mishnah, l'cheire, is telling us a bigger Chedesh. The first one is an issa of making the transaction on Shabbos, lo yisker odom payalim b'Shabbos, v'lo yoymar odom l'chaveiroi lisker loy payalim. The second is not an issa transaction, it's an issa amire. He's not allowed to tell his chava lisker loy payalim. So Rashi says, but this is also poshet. So Rashi says, b'gmore porich pshite. I hear the Mishnah is moisiv, there's an Isser Amire, but given to who also, since he's not allowed to make this transaction, Chaveirei Nami also. So the Chava is not allowed to do it, or Yisraelu. So Memeile Vashoil Chayoyve Mishim Lifni Iva Leisitein Michshel. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us a new Isser Amire? The Mishnah is Machadish, there's an Isser Amire. From the old yediyah that there's an issa schiris, I automatically understand that there's an issa amira als the halacha of lifneiva leisitein mitshel. So memeila, so the Gemara is going to ask that this whole bove is unnecessary. Now the Mishnah says further, ein machshichin al hatchum. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Lekarev atzmoi b'shabes. Each person has a tchum Shabbos to alpayim amo that he's allowed to go till from where he was shavis betchilas knesis hayoyim, so he can go in a radius of alpayim amo. So memele. So what if a person wants to go someplace else that is over the tchum? So he can't do this on Shabbos. So al kaponim, he wants to go towards the end of his tchum, in order that Meitzoi Shabbos will be close to his destination, then since he was by the end of the tchum, so Meitzoi Shabbos, he can go over the tchum to his destination. So the Mishnah says, Ein machshichin al hatchum. One is not permitted to go to the end of his tchum and to remain there till Chashecha, till Meitzoi Shabbos, if the purpose is liske loy poyalim. If the whole purpose, he wants to go chutz l'tchum, is moitzoy Shabbos, he wants to be seicha poyalim, o lahavi peiris, or there are peiris which are mechuba, and he wants to cut these peiris and bring them, so the whole hachshoche ala tchum is for a purpose to do something which is not permitted to be done on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, "Ein machshichin alatchum." Let us see Rashi. Lekarev atzmoi b'Shabbos, atzoyf atchum. That in Shabbos he's going to go towards the end of his tchum, olahachshich sham, and he'll remain there till it becomes Meitzoi Shabbos. And the purpose of this is sheyekarev lemokem apayalim. He'll be close to the place. He'll be able to rent workers. Oyle pardes. or be close to the orchard, lavi peiris, or be able to cut his peiris. The chol davar she'oso la'asoisoi b'shabbos, everything that is not permitted to be done on Shabbos, oso la'achshich olav, so one is not permitted to be machshich olav. So the Mishnah continues, avo machshich hu lishmoyah. But if the purpose of his is he wants to protect his pardes, he wants to be by his pardes and to stay there and to watch it, that the thing shouldn't be stolen. So be'emesin, this is something that is mikeradin muter and Shabbos also. It's allowed to be a shema on his chafetzim in Shabbos. So since his whole intent, or let us say better, since his main intent is lishmael, so, which is a davar hamuta b'shabbes, so he's permitted to be mashir. So the Mishnah tells us a bonus, that since this was his main intent, so since he's there already, so he can, maybe peiris b'yoda. So he's permitted to bring back peiris that were mechuber in the orchard, he's permitted to be tailish them and bring them back. Because the main intent of the achshocher was for a davar hamuta. Let us see Rashi. Avo machshich hu liyais korev lotzeis. He could be machshich to be korev to the end of the tchum. Lotzeis to go out of the tchum lishme pereisa. Vizet davar hamuta b'shabes lishme pereisa. This is something that's permissible. Im hoyu b'seich tchumai. If it was in his tchum, he could do it in Shabbos. So therefore, he's machshich ala davar hamuta b'shabes. Maybe peiris b'yodoi. Since the main machshove was not for havos peiris, so therefore it is muta. Pastor Midas Vasemis is medaik, but what if he wanted to be machshech for two purposes, to be shomer and to be maybe peiris? By says from Rashi, he'll be also. The whole heter to be Teilish Peiris and bring it back is that his main machshove was not for this purpose. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Klal Omar Abishol. Abishol said a klal. Kol sha'niza koi ba'mirosoi. Whatever I'm permitted to speak about in Shabbos, reshoyani lahachshich olo. So I'm permitted to be machshich for this purpose. Zokt Rashi. Klal omar abashol, noisin oya klal bidovo ze. Lo hoisif dvorim acherim ki yoitzebe. That he wants to be meisif other things, more than the Tanakhama said. O lakami meforish la suye mai, later in the sugye, we'll find out what abashol is meisif on the Tanakhama. Kol shani zakoi b'amirosi, shani rashoi lo oimroi lechaveiroi elenochi b'shabes lasois, limoitzoi Shabbos. Whatever I'm permitted to tell my chava or goy to do, limoitzoi Shabbos, rashoi ni lahachshich olav, so I'm permitted to be machshich alatrum for this purpose. Frekte gemore, pshite, the second halacha, lo yoimar odom lachaveir eliske loy pa'alem. So the Gemara says this din is poshet, since we know already that schiris pa'alem is osa. So memeilis ha to tell ayi to be seicha pa'alem is icha osa al to din av lif naive. Maishno hu u maishno chaveiroi. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us this aloch? Let us see Rashi. Maishno pshite. The given the Omar lo yisker, who adin lo yoyma lechavere, he shouldn't tell his chava to be seicha for him. To Yisrael hu, kemoisa, he's a yid like him, v'loimotzi lagorinus, he's also not permitted to rent these workers. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us the second halach? Omar Rav Pope chover. Now what the Mishnah says, V'lo yoymar odom lachaveiroi, is speaking about nochri. They're speaking about a goy. So memeile, so the Mishnah is telling us a big chiddush. He says the first halacha was that one is not permitted to be soiche poyalim b'shabbos. And Rashi says that falls into the issa of mim tzoich hevtzecha. Now the Mishnah is telling us he's not permitted to tell a goy l'skeloi payalim. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, amire l'noche shvus, zogt Rashi. Amire l'noche shvus, do you need a Mishnah to tell us that one is not permitted to tell a goy to do a dover ha'osel b'shabbat? Ukvar sosmo Rebbe l'masnisin, Nochri shebola chaves, ein aimrim loi kave. We learned already. We have already this halacha that amira la'akum is osa. So why is it necessary that the rabbi should tell it nacha, to tell us nachamo? Lo yeima odam lachaveiro iliske loi poyala. So it is also shite. So now, on this kasha, on this kasha of Ravashi, this is already not a posha tekashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi said that we have a Mishnah, that if a goy wants to be mechabe, he wants to be mechabe adleike, he's coming to be mechabe, you're not permitted to tell him kabe, you're not allowed to permit him, he should extinguish adleike. So we see amir lakum is also. So the mefoshim, rishonim, achonim, esker kashe, atzushtel. Over there, kibui is a malacha de yeraisa, some emailes, so you're not allowed to tell him to be mechabit. Forget, that's called amir alakum. Here, the whole iser of schiris payalim is only midarabonon, midivrei kabole, some emailes, so how could I figure out from that mishnah that, that it is also? That is Akash. Now, the way we mentioned before, if we'll learn that there's an Isser the Araisa of Tishbois, maybe it is good. The Chassam Sofer says a little differently. The Chassam Sofer says, the Etzem Amire, Mimtsoi Chevtsecho V'daber Dovor, the Chassam Sofer says that the V'daber Dovor includes already one is not permitted to tell a goy to hire Poyalim. But then it's very difficult, so the kasha is not amir l'nochi shvus from the Mishnah in Aimrim l'nochi kaba, it's a posik v'dabir dover. It's very difficult to understand. I found later the Rabbi Keveger asks a similar kasha. Unless we'll say, hey, this, let's forget about the l'dabir dover, we'll say the tishbois is a d'yeraisa. But it's also not so poshit. Here we're speaking about, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha de yeraisa, which a malacha is an iser skila. Here we're telling him to do stamazay and to do something that is an iser esa on it. Unless the Gemara held, if it's a deraisa, it's the same. But that is only if we will assume that it's a deraisa. So then we could understand the Gemara's kasha. But the minute we will assume that it's not a deraisa, schiris payalam is only a darabonon, so then we have to understand what's the Gemara's kasha. So there's two mahalchim in Rishayim, how to understand the Gemara's kasha. What is the tzushtel to the Mishnah of Nochi Sha'oima Kabe? One mahalach in Rishayim is that kibui is a malacha she'ein etzricha legufa. When I tell the goy to be mechabe the fire, this is a malacha shein etzricha legufa. No, a malacha, that means I do not want the tachlis which existed in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they were mechabe in order to make pchomim, and I want him to be mechabe because I don't want my house to burn down. I'm not interested in making pchomim. So this is a malacha shein etzricha legufa, which according to Rab Shimon is only also midarabono. And the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to tell a goy to be mechabe. So we see that you're not even allowed to tell him to do an Issa derabonon. No, so memeila frek the Gemara gutikashe. Frek the Gemara, so we have already a Mishnah, not allowed to tell a goy to do an Issa derabonon, if I will assume that Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. So memeila, why do you need this Mishnah? This is one mahalach. Rabbi Keveger says, it's not so poshet, this mahalach. Because the Ran says a yesod. The Ran and that Mishnah says that to tell a goy to do an iser derabonon is mutter b'mokim pseide. Frag der Rana Kashe, if to tell a goy to do an iser derabonon is mutter b'mokim pseide, so why isn't one permitted to tell a goy to be mechabe? That's also an iser derabonon. It's a melacha shein tzricha legufe, which according to Rav Shimon is only osam derabonon. So why is it osam? So the Ran says we have to say that kibui is more chamor. Kibui, the etzem malacha, is a malacha d'iraisa. No, since he's doing it for a different purpose, so that's why he gets a din of a darabonon. But kibui is different than all other darabonons. All other darabonons, the Ran, you'll have to tell a goy to do an isa darabonon b'mokim pseide. Kibui is a chaymer of a d'iraisa, even though the emesin is also a darabonon. So, fragt Rabbi Kiveger, is doch weiter schwer. So, how could you bring a raya from Yene Mishneh? Yene Mishneh is speaking about Kibui. Here, the Rabbein HaKadosh wants to tell us, afilu a pure Issa the Rabbonon of Schiris Poilim, you're also not allowed to tell a goy to do it. So, Memela, so what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? There's a very interesting pshat in the Gemara's Kasha that the Meiri and the Chidushi Aran bring. They hold for a davar poshet, amira la'akum, to tell a goy to do an isa d'rabbonon is mutter, fiyemis it's mutter, without any strings attached. So they learn pshat, maskif lo ravashi, ravashi yes ta kasha, amira le'nochri shvus. This would be a shvus. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do such a thing. What are you talking about? It's mutter. The whole Easter of Schiris is at the Rabbonon. Schiris Payalim is the Rabbonon. So why aren't you allowed to tell him? How can you tell me it is speaking about a guy? Before we go further, let us see Taisvis, and then we'll go to the Gemara's Teretz. Mali hu mali chaveira. He says, the Gemara asks, he says, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that you're not allowed to tell your chaver to be soicha poyalim? If I'm not allowed to do it, I'm not allowed to tell another yid to do it also. V'im toima. Tractatus, v'neima, let us say, the chaveroi hainu da'oma lei scholi poyalim lemocho. Maybe this is pshat in the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah tells us, I'm not allowed to hire poyalim in Shabbos. B'Shabbos. Here it says, b'ferish b'Shabbos. And v'lo yoymer odom l'chaveiro, iliske loy poyalim l'maitzoy Shabbos. I'm not allowed to tell him in Shabbos, he should be soicha l'maitzoy Shabbos. So m'meil is, shteitach do anu chiddish. Hey, the Isser of Mimtzoy Chavtzach only applies if I'm soicha poelim, there's no schiras poelim bechlal involved in Shabbos. I'm just telling him he should be soicha lemaitzoi Shabbos. V'yesh loima, dim kain. If that is pshat in the Mishnah, ma'ir ye chaveiroi. So why does the Mishnah say lo yoima odom la chaveiroi liske loi poelim? Hunami loi motza lemeimor esker pa'alim lemocho. If the Mishnah is telling us this halacha, that I'm not allowed to tell the chava, so who adin? The Mishnah has said a bigger chiddush. I'm not allowed to say myself that I'll be soicha poyalim lemocha. Now, from the lashon of Taisus, we see that it is a bigger chiddush to say I'm going to be soicha poyalim than to say that. To tell someone else to be soicha poyalim lemocha. L'chayre, you have to understand what's the difference. If I tell him to be soicha tomorrow, if I say I'm going to be soicha tomorrow, l'chayre, what is the chilik? It could be that pshat is as follows. That when I tell my chaver to be soicha poyalim lemocha, so it comes out, the whole reason the poyalim were hired the next day is because of an amire in Shabbos. He says, the amire of Shabbos was misaviv aschiras poyalim on Sunday. And that is also. She's not allowed to say something in Shabbos which you're saying is misaviv a schiras poilim on Sunday. But when I say I'm going to rent poilim tomorrow, so l'chayre, this dibo is not misaviv anything. When I rent them tomorrow, I rent them tomorrow because I said it today. Today I'm stamazay saying I see this. I'm telling you, tomorrow I'm going to rent poilim. Nitin Shabbos keret, fakelt. So that's what Tosfos says. The Mishnah should have told us a bigger chiddush. As the Mishnah telling someone else to do it, that amire is misaviv the schire. So if we're speaking about this issue, so Tosfos says we should say a bigger chiddush. I feel of the mire is not misaviv the issa. It also should be also. Agav uche in Chayvitz Hashem it says, if a person will stamazoy say, I see this tomorrow, I'm going to go and rent poilim, he holds there's no issa whatsoever. Stamazoy to dibu ba, see this is golnish mit golnish. He says, when is it also? If the saying, through the saying, he's goymer bedatoy, that he's going to rent poilim tomorrow. That means the amire brought about a determination, a gmiras das. He's thinking, no, I'm going to rent a poilim tomorrow. So that is what Lemaisa was the makib epatish. Afal pikein, it could be there's still a greater chiddush by he himself than by telling a chava. So Memela Sotaisva says, if that is pshat in the Mishnah, then the Mishnah should have spoken that he himself is awesome. Sotaisva's weiter. I lechayre. There's enough in the Gemara Vayta that he's permitted to say what he's going to do tomorrow. So Tosfos the Ad can loykom Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Mutar lo Adam loyme lechaveire lekrach poini ani hoylech lemocho. A person is permitted to say, "I'm going to Yenishtot lemocho," and Yenishtot is chutz letchum. Ba'afal pikein, one is permitted to say it. So you see, l'chayr, a person is permitted to say that he's going to do a dover ha'osa l'asay's b'shabbos, he's going to do it tomorrow. So Tosfos says, el mishum de she'im yesh bulgin in ha'ilachu, ha'ilach, ha'laf ha'chi loy. He says, Tosfos explains the whole reason this halacha is mutter, is this is mutter if there would be a halachic possibility that today in Shabbos, he'd be permitted to go to this and this shtot. That means, for example, if there would be bulganing, bulganing means that there would be small huts situated one next to the other that would make that the city never ended, so there's no iser of chutz letchum. It's considered that kol ha'ir kedalad amis. So if theoretically there would have been bulganing from here to Florida. So Lamais, I'd be permitted to walk in Shabbos from here to Florida because I'm never going chutz l'tchum. So since there's a possibility that one could be hoylech l'krach ploini in Shabbos alone, so even though there's no bulganin, one is permitted to say, I will go to Florida tomorrow. But something that there is no hetel whatsoever today to do, like to say, I will be soicha poilim tomorrow, which today there's no hetter. So Tosfos says that is also to say in Shabbos. So if the Mishnah is speaking about a schiris, which will occur mitzoy Shabbos, the Mishnahs have said a greater chiddush. Nad lo yoymer odom lechaveire niske poyalim. No, it should have said, as lo yoymer odom eske poyalim halaylo olamocha. So that is not pshat in the Mishnah. So Pshat and the Mishnahs were speaking about to do it in Shabbos. To do it in Shabbos, like the Gemara, Maliyu, Mali Chaveira. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? Hello, Omar Ravashi. Afilu Taime Chaveira Yisrael. The Mishnah is speaking about Chaveira Yisrael. Aye, what is the Chiddush? Hoka Mashmala. Lo yoymar odom lechaveira yischeli payalim. The Mishnah is telling us, not, I don't need the Mishnah, legufei, it's poshe. I know this. No, the Mishnah, and it's miyuta. No, mikoyach yitur, I'm making a diuk. And the diuk is as follows. A person should not tell in Shabbos to a Yid, Schoeli Poilim. Aval oimer odom lechaveiroi, hanire shetamoid imili erev. That I would like that you should come tonight to me. Now what is Pshat coming tonight? So between you and me, we know what Pshat coming tonight is. I want you to come tonight to me, and he knows, and I know, he's coming for one reason, not from Alava Malke. No, he's coming that I want to, he's a poil, and I need poilim, and take a nit in Shabbos geret. Meretach wegen apes andish. We're not speaking about schiris poilim, we're speaking about shetamoid imi laere. Now this word hanire is very difficult to translate. See Rashi soon. The Chodesh Ha'Aviv says Pshat, it's a Loshen Bakoshe. And he asked him, tell me, let me see, let's find out. Will you be able to come to me tonight? Frekterem azoy bezeh Loshen. And he has to give him an answer, yes or no. Now, if it's from Alava Malk, it's a Malay Meirit. So if we're asking him, will you be able to come to me tonight? Everyone knows it means, I want to hire you tonight. And if he tells them no, so you know, I'll go and ask somebody else. Afal Pikein, Abel, we didn't say anything. The Redden Begin Tamidimi Balayla. Tamidimi Balayla, that does not fall into the category of Mimsei Hefzecha, V'daber Dovo, and this is permissible. So from the Diyuk of the Mishnah, we learn that this is Mutter. Let us go a little further, and then we'll come to Rashi. Umas Nisen Moni Kerab Yeshua Ben Kocha. And that this is permissible is a Machloikis Tanoim Taki, but our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kocha. The Sanya, Lo yoimar odom lechaveiroi hanire shetamid imei lo erev. That is the divrei tanikame. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha oimer odom lechaveiroi hanire shetamid imei lo erev. Omar Rabbe bar Bachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Haloche ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. We pass on like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and this is permissible. Omar Rabbe bar Bachonam Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha. Why is this taka permissible? Tersiv mimtsoi chevtsecho vidaber dobo. Dibur oso hiru muta. So this falls into the category, it's a moiridiki gemara over here, this falls into the category, this is not dibur. That means what I want, and he knows what I want, and I know what he wants, but that's mental telepathy. What we are speaking about, we're speaking about the Shetami Vimi Halaylo. You should come tonight by me. I want you to come tonight. So it is not, so Pshat is, it is a Dibur Shel Remez. That means we're speaking about other things. From the Dibur, one can figure out what the mechuvin is, but we're not speaking. So memele, therefore this is muta. The Sfas Emes asks Akasha, we had before, ein machshichin ala tchum lohavi peiris. A person is not permitted to go to the end of the tchum lohavi peiris. So, but if he's going lishma, it is mut. But if he's going lahavi peiris, it is asa. So he asks Akasha, what he's going for, that's hiru. That's not, he's not coming, he's not announcing it, I'm going lahavi peiris. He's going. Kopotel said the reason he's going, because he wants to lahavi peiris, but that is hiru. Why doesn't this fall into the category of hiru mutter? He blives by Akasha this Vasem. So Dachmas Amoyre de Kechilik. The Isser to go, that's Mimsei Chevzucha, is involved in a Pula Shal Isser. This is a Pula to go to be Machshech Alatchum. Lohavi Peiris, he's involving himself with a Pula shall chevtzecha. He's doing this as a pula shall chevtzecha. The whole journey, the whole spazir is chevtzecha. The Rebbein Shlalom knows. But it's not, but pshat is the pula is a pula asura. No one has to know. Here, he's not doing anything. The whole iser is an iser of dibur. He's not speaking either. He's speaking about something else. He's speaking about Tamid etzli alayla. That's what he's speaking about. So here is taki golnish mit golnish. There's no dibur shal iser because he didn't speak about anything wrong. Here it was taki mutter, but there the whole spatzering, the whole machshich and alatchum, that alone is a stire to mimtzei chavtzecha, that chavtzecha is awesome. Let us see Rashi. Haka mashmala. Mishneh yiseire. The Mishneh yiseire. That means the halacha lo yoymer odom lachaveiroi liske lo pa'alim is superfluous. I don't need this Mishneh. I know it already that he's not allowed to tell him liske lo pa'alim. So this Mishneh yiseire is coming to tell us the loylei mole, the loylei mole. He shouldn't tell him. Avostome shori leila meima. But stome, that means if he's not saying behedye, it's dvorim stumim, shori leila meima. Hanire achshav nire im tamid imi laorev. Im tovoi eilai l'shetechshav. Ushneim yoidim shal menas l'soichai l'pulosoi humazire. They both know that he's mazarim, he wants to rent him. Kiven the loy meforish behedye shori, the meforish time le kamon dibur also hiru muter. The lashon of Rashi, it would seem, Rashi says that shal menas le soichay le pulosay hu mas hiroi. From the lashon of Rashi, would upsize gewesen that this is not a lashon she'elo bakosha the way the Chaydish Ha'aviv learns. But it seems it's a warning. And he told him, now we'll see him, Tamid Imi L'Erev. I think that Pshat Arashi learned Pshat Achshav Nira, we'll see now, we'll see Take, if you'll come tonight. He was warning him to come. And we're given the Lay Meforish, Behed Ye Shor. L'chayre, the Diuk of the Mishneh, is very unclear though. That means the Mishneh says, if the Mishneh, for example, if the Mishneh would be speaking, let us assume that the Mishneh would be speaking the way Tosfos had asked the Kasha. Lo yoymar odom lechaveiroi lisker loy pa'alim. A person should not tell his chaver that you should be seicha pa'alim mitzoy Shabbos. The Mishneh would be speaking about you're not allowed to tell someone to do something Moshtzoi Shabbos. So then the Yitur, the Diuk is very good. You're not allowed to tell him to do something Moshtzoi Shabbos, but you're allowed to be Merames on Moshtzoi Shabbos. So we're speaking about Moshtzoi Shabbos. The Iser is speaking about Moshtzoi Shabbos. And the Diuk of Heter is also speaking about Moshtzoi Shabbos. And it is very interesting. The Rabbeinu Chananel Taka learned like that. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, look how Rabbeinu Chananel says, Pshat, Rav Ashi Yom HaFilu Teimu B'Chaber Yisrael. Ho Kemashmo, Dliskil Pa'arlim, Hu Dilo Yoyma Loi, Avo Loyma Loi, Hanira Shetamidim Milerev, Kloima, Oso She Yoyma Loi, Le'erev Lech Liskil. You're not allowed to tell him, tonight you should be Seicha. Pa'arlim, Oki Yoytze Boi, Avo Yoyma Loi, So the Rabbeinu Chananel Take learned that the Mishneh is speaking about an iser amire behedye of Meitzoi Shabbos, and there's a diuk, but a remez on something to be done Meitzoi Shabbos is mutter. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, is there verständlich? But according to not like the Rabbeinu Chananel, the way the pashtus of the Mishneh, so the Mishneh speaking about, it's not a dovo veifulchoi. The Mishnah is speaking about you're not allowed to tell someone to be soicher in Shabbos. So then the diyuk should be that you're allowed to be meramis and should be soicher in Shabbos. Not the Gemara makes a diyuk on mitzoy Shabbos peloshen stomach. The Gemara makes two jumps. L'chayre, the Loshen HaMishnah is speaking about a diba behedya in Shabbos. So the diyuk shel heta should be a remis beheta lisko b'Shabbos. Should be also mutter. The Gemara all of a sudden says that the heter is in Mitzoy Shabbos. In Shabbos it seems this will be also. This is a little unclear. Let us see Tosfos. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchoi. Now Tosfos says a whole Tosfos, who this Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchoi? Yesh Meforish. Others say the Rabbi Kive Kori Kolchoi. Rabbi Kiva was called Kolcho because Shahoya Kereach. Rabbi Kiva was bold. So Memele, and he had a son Yeshua. So now we have now we know Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho is Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the Kereach, the Haina Rabbi Kiva. Kedesanye bepeirik basre de preiris. Omar ben Azai. Kolchach me Yisrael doimim lefonai ke klipas Hashum. Ben Azai said, all Chachma Yisroel are equivalent to Klipas Hashum. Chutz min HaKereach Hazeh. That means, Rabbi Kiva is not a Klipas Hashum already. But Oymer, the Gemara says, Shezeh Hoye Rabbi Kiva. This was Rabbi Kiva. But Hoye Loi Ben, Rabbi Kiva had a son, Sheshmo Yehoshua. Kedi Oma Beper Kama Deshvuis. Oma Lei Rabbi Yeshua, Benoi Shal Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva. So Mamela, so Yesh Misha Pirish, they put two and two together. One Gemara from Ben Azai, we see Rabbi Kiva was bold. From the Gemara in Erevin, we see that he had a son Yeshua. So Mamela, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho, Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Kiva. The Einire le Rabbeinu Tam, this Pshetel the Rabbeinu Tam did not agree with. The Mashe Korei ben Azai Rabbi Kiva Kereyach, no. That what Ben Azai called Rabbi Kiva Kireyach Bibdichusa Ba'ume, ain't lono likroisai kain, but we should call Ben Azai Memele. But we should call Rabbi Kiva Kireyach Kol Shah. The Loshin Gnusu. So it's not a complimentary Loshin. Shenema, it says by Elisha, it says that the Na'orim told Elisha, and Elisha came, he was Merapa the Mayim, and there was Na'orim that their whole Parnosa was, they used to bring water to the Shtot, because the water was undrinkable. And Elisha came, he made the water drinkable, so they all of a sudden were out of Parnosa. So they're very angry at him. So they told him, Alei Kereach, Alei Kereach. So they said it in a very insulting fashion. Abel Kaponim, you see, if you want to insult someone, you call him a Kereach. V'mrine nami lekamon, omer le Yahutze doikil Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho, mehoche lekachino kama havi. From here to Kachino, and Kachino wanted to shtech him that he was bold. Harei shoye megano isa shoye Kereach. So Chazal should coin a name Yeshua ben Kolcho, because Rabbi Kiva was bull, it's not mistab. But oid, and then that's tamzei amusar dikid behem. Now Tosfos says, now Tosfos will bring a mathematical cheshbon. Oid amrine b'megila peirik basre, shoal Rebbe es Rebbe Yeshua ben Kolche b'meh herachto yom. What were you zoiche tev ariches yom? No. Amalei Rebbe bocheni. At the end of the Oshmuz, Rebbe asked Rebbe Yeshua ben Kolche for a brocha. So it's 11, half of my yorn. That was a broch of Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. Now, Taisu says, now we have to cheshbon out what is broch meant. Be'i Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho benoi shal Rabbi Kiva. If we will assume that he was the son of Rabbi Kiva, v'kaim alon leinosa Rabbi Kiva bas kalba sabua ad shekibolo leblasik betoya. As before Rabbi Kiva was mekavon himself to learn, so the daughter Rochel had no intentions of marrying him. So she only married him when he decided to learn. Then he was 40 years old. The Sanya Besaif Sifri Mem Shone Shimesh Tamide Chachamim Men Shone Pilnis Es Yisrael V'chol Yomov Kuf Chav Shone. So he first got married when he was 40 years old. V'amrinem B'kdushin Perik Pasre Ad Shaloi Meischa B'kive Noilad Rebbe. So Rebbe was born before Rabbi Kiva was Nifta. So now we have already a cheshbon. How much older Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho was than Rabbi? Rabbi was born the 120th year of Rabbi Kiva, and we'll assume Rabbi Yeshua was born when he was 40 years old. So Bekitzer, there's an 80-year span between these two. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho was 80 years older than Rebbe. Fine. V'loi nishar ki im pei shonim v'afilu noil Rabbi Yeshua b'shon rishayinu shenosu lo nishar ki im pei shonim Rabbi Kiva. V'Rabbi Yeshua b'sho shebirech es Rebbe. Now, so how also there's an 80-year difference. Rabbi Yeshua b'sho shebirech es Rebbe hoya ben kuf mem shonim l'chol apochas. Rabbi Yeshua had to be at least 140 years old. If he gave him a broche, he should live lachatzi yomai, so he has to be at least 70 years old. He mentioned the same mem shivim shone. If he was less than 140, he's lachaklola, rachmona nitzlom. So al koponim, he was at least 140 years old. Now, if he was 140 years old, so how old was then Rebbe? So Rebbe was then 60 years old, because Rebbe was 80 years younger than him. So he was 60 years old. He gave him a bracha, so sleben chatzi yoma. Noch 10 years. No, this is a bracha, that's why it's his kasha. Im kein lo hoyem a volcha, ich hak me yud shanim. If you're giving a bracha already, I mean, the hostach, you're living 140 years. Can some not give him a bracha till 70? Mensch, im zwei drittel von meine jahren. Just give him 10 years. It's not mistaken. V'raid nire. Then Taisa says, Amoyre de kechidish. Shaloi noso at sha'osak beirav treisori et treisori shnin. Amoyre de kezach. The Eresen, Rabbi Kiva made Eresen with Rochel when he was 40 years old. But that's it. Kein chup is nish geben. Then he went away. And he was away for 24 years. So there was no children whatsoever. So when he came back, then he had this Yahushua. Shaloi nosat sha'osak beirav treisori et treisori shni. Nimtze shahoye Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho ben Kufmem. So memele.
And Rabbi was 84 years old. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho was 56 years older than Rebbe. So he was 84. How could he give him a brocha b'chatzi yomai?
Difference, you have to subtract. Shehoye Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcho ben Kuf mem shono, hoye Rebbe Yoisa mechatzi yomai. So he was ready more than chatzi yomai. So the mele, so the whole Gemara is difficult to understand. Lekach nir l'rabbeinu tam, Loi Rabbi Kiva hoya, ela inish achina hoya. This Korcho was not Rabbi Kiva, it was someone else. Sheshmoi Korcho, his name was Korcho. I have some modern name. The Korcho Shem Adam, Kemoi Koirach. Koirach is also a name. The Noilet Harbei Koidem Rabbi Yeshua Benoisha Rabbi Kiva. This Yid had a Moira de Karichas Yomim, so Rabbi came to him. And when he gave Rabbi Yabrochem, he gave Rabbi a brocha, so memele, so that was taka chatzi yom, I was taka a brocha sheyesh by mamish. Oimer odom lechaveroi hanire shetamid imi laoret. Yesh oimrim vidavke lechaveroi, davke ayit, avol lenochi oso, lefishu oise ledas oiso amire. If you'll tell a goy, hanire shetamid imi laore, so evet bal tom lodas isa amire. In the Chodesh Aviv, it would seem Taisvis means, that means you told the guy enough already. You told the guy, so Mitzvah Shabbos will start working already. He won't, so it comes out that the Amira in Shabbos has already an automatic effect. Masha Einkein, the Ayid won't do anything Mitzvah Shabbos. He'll first come to Mitzvah Shabbos. I'm a Mereden Weiter. A guy, Lemaisa, could be, he'll start doing Mitzvah Shabbos. The heter is, whatever I'm saying is mutter. Whatever I mean to speak about is hiru. Zog the Gemara weiter. Al Kaponim, we have here a memre of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha, that one is permitted to tell Ayid, Hanire Shetamid Imi Loherev, they all understand what he means, but since it was not spoken out, it was only understood, so it goes into the category of Daber Dovo Dibur Oso Hiromut. Rami Lei Rav Ache Bar Rav Hune L'Rov. So Rav Ache Bar Rav Hune is the Kasha L'Rov. Mi Omer Rav Yechen and Dibur Oso Hiromut. Rav Yechen and Pasen Leit Rav Yishu Ben Kolche. Alma hiru lav kedibur domi. The pasuk says dovo, so we learn dibur is also hiru. Hiru is not dibur. Omar bar bachonam Rabbi Yochanan b'chol mokim mutar laharer. A person is permitted to be maharer all over in divrei Torah. Chutz mi beis hamelchet mi beis hakisei. Beis HaMelchus and Beis HaKisei is also. So the Gemara that Havmin had learned, says in the Pasuk, V'hoya machnecha kodesh, v'lo yiro becho ervas dovo. So the Gemara had held the vial, that we darshan from dovo, that dibor is also, and hirur is mutter. V'af al pikein, it says one is not permitted, Rabbi Yochanan Zamemre, one is not permitted to be mahara divrei teire bebeis hamerchet to bebeis hakise. So zemedach Rabbi Yochanan holds hiru ki dibo. Mental waves, he has a din of dibo. So memele, so hak Rabbi Yochanan paskin rat Rabbi Yeshua ben Korche that hiru is muta. When it comes to hiru, be divrei teire, he asks. And for the Gemara, shani hosam. No, there it doesn't say dibo in Gans. The Be'inin Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh Velech. There is an Isser of Hiru B'divrei Teire because the Pasuk says Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. Let us see what Rashi says. Mutter Laharer B'divrei Teire. Becholmoki Mutter Laharer B'divrei Teire. Besides Melchitz Beis HaKisei Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. So the Gemara is a watch on the terrace. Like, see, Bei Dovo. There it doesn't say Dovo. Elo Mokoim Chanayoscho Tehei Bektusha. This is a Meiru Dike Rashi. That the Torah says, a Yid has to find himself in a Mokoim Kodesh. V'taima. Why does a Yid have to be in a Mokoim Kodesh? Mishum di Yisrael Maharerim Tomid B'divrei Torah. A Meiru Dike Rashi. That's a Yid. Was tracht a Yid? Yisrael mahararim tomid bedivrei teire. So the Pasuk is telling us, V'hoya machnecha kodesh. You're always mahararim bedivrei teire. So you have to make sure that you machnecha kodesh. Agabuche, Pashta the Cross, speaking about Kisei Tzolam Muhammad. And when they went out into Muhammad, they had nothing better what to think about, but, v'hoyu mahararim b'divrei Torah. God, it says, we say in Alanisim, v'zeidim b'yad oiskei seirosecha. Rabim b'yad miyatim, t'meim b'yad teirim, v'zeidim b'yad oiskei seirosecha. So what is the title? Oiskei seirosecha. In b'shas in Muhammad, they weren't oisik b'Muhammad, they were oiskei b'seirosecha. The Muhammad was, as I state in Targum Shirashirim, they were Dovik and Teira than Bishas to Muhammad. They had nothing else in Zinim. So the Pasuk says, No, if these are the soldiers that Klal Yisrael has, it's V'hoye Machnecha Kodesh. You have to make sure that you have to have Kedushas HaMachne. Mishum, because they're always Mahara B'divrei Torah. So Mamela says no kasha. You know why it's also Lahara B'beis HaKise? Because there it doesn't say that you're not allowed to be Medaber. It says Fakert, that the Torah says you have to have a Kedushas HaMachne because you shouldn't be Mahara B'divrei Torah if it's not Kodesh. Frag the Gemara. Hachinamik Siv Lo Yerah B'cha Elves Dovo. Well, no, steht doch ja da wo, der Tafke Dibur ist also. Und für die Gemara, humi boile der Rabbi Yehuda. Before we go into the Gemara, the Gemara geht ein Stickel Dreidel, so the Gemara is going to answer like this. Legabi zoye, so then Hiro is also also. That's what says, wo ye mach necha kodesh. That's why basic he see is also. The Gabi Elve, the Mokim Gilui Elve, then Dibur is also, and Hiro is Takemoto. So the Dover is only speaking about the Mokim Shesh by Gilui Elve. The Gemara Agavucha says, Noch Achidishto, Lichid the Rav Yehuda. The Omar Rav Yehuda, Akum Orum. If there's an Akum Orum, also Likra is Krishma Kenegdai. You're not allowed to learn Krishma Kenegdai Vosoi, because lo yiro becho erdas dover b'shas des agili erve dibur is also health and Krishna. Frag the Gemara, how does Akum come in? Ma'ir Yakum, afilu Yisrael nami. Yisrael is also also. Wo steht davka Akum? So the Gemara, you don't understand. Loi mi boy Yisrael de yosa. Avol Akum, kimen der siv be'asher psach hamoyrim besorom. Goyim, it says, Besar, Chamoyrim, Besorim, Dech Chamoyrim, Eimo Shapir Domi, that it doesn't even have. A Teiris Erbis, is a Chamoyr. And can I get an Erbis, shall a Chamoyr, one is permitted to learn Krishma? Kamash Malon, that no, Afilu and Akum is also offer. So the Gemara liked to have him in very much, but Eimo Hachinam, Efshetakazoy, Efshetakib, Besar, Chamoyrim, Besorim. The Gemara Omatro Elvas Avim Loiro. It says by Noyach Elvas Avim. So there's a Teiris Elva. So the first time I learned this Gemara, Abach Nishtoimim Gevon. The Gemara has a Shaila by a Goy. Maybe it doesn't have a Teiris Elva. Fine. Psal Chamoyrim Besom. Psal Chamoyr. So the Gemara says no. It says by Noyach is a Chamoyr. Noyach is Tzadik Tomim Hoya B'Dei Roisov. So B'Meila. By Noach had to stack a Teiris Elbe, but what's had to say, Goy? What's the raya from the Gemara? The Gemara is bringing a raya from Noach. What's the raya from Noach? Now, why stay so say? That's me, the having of the Gemara was, the Gemara had, and it's either Atam Kruyim Odom, and their behemoth stack it, Psach HaMoyrim Besorim. Their behemoth, so my male in the shame Elbe passed no by a mensch. Noach! Is a azoi vi Pinchas ben Yoyes Chamoyer. And what is Pinchas ben Yoyes Chamoyer med me Yorlein in Krishma? So ich it given zera gerotene Chamoyer. Aber al Kaponim, if it doesn't have a Teiris Odom, because it doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, so the Gebor has, it doesn't have a Teiris Elve. Im Psar Chamoyerim Besorom, is Noyer HaTzadik val Teuchet arayin in dos. No, the Chamoyer HaTzadik, azoi vi the Chamoyer shal Pinchas ben Yoyer. And if it says they have the Teiris Erde, so that's a Gilui and all B'nai Noyach. Zot Rashi. Eimo Akum Orum. Koshken Yisrael kede meforish vozo. Eime Shaper Domi. Dich beheime ba'alme hu. Erle Savie am Alme Erde hi beben Noyach. Fregte Gemara weiter. Vedibur mi osa. What are you telling me? The Gemara, we had said before, Mimsei Chavtzach of a Dabar Dovo, Dibur also. Hiro Muta, frak the Gemara, is Dibur Takya also. For Rav Chizde, V'Rav Amnune, the Omri Tovayu, Cheshboinei Shel Mitzveh Muta, L'Choshvon B'Shabbos, and is permitted Bepeh to make cheshboinei shel mitzvah. Everything was going to speak about, Rashi says, v'chol hani dibur, all these things are dibur. One is permitted to be menadiv tzedakalaniyim b'shabbos. Also dibo. Agavucha, the Rishonim ask a kasha that you're not allowed to be magdish in Shabbos. So why are you allowed to be poiskin tzedakalaniyim b'shabbos? Magdish falls into another category already. That is a shayla of mekech memka. There's a transferal of bailis from the magdish to hegdish. So why are you allowed to poiskim tzedakah laniyim b'shabbos? So the Rishonim answer that there's a difference. That magdish, this achdushay, the Miri has this kasha. Afal pisha nireke magdish, so he says, loy oslu lahagdish ala dovel yedua. If a person is magdish, a dovel yedua, So there is a transferal on bailus. This should belong to Hegdish. So memele, that's daim lamekech hamemke. But poiskim laniyim b'shabbos means it says he'll give $100. So pshat is there's no transferal. There's only a shibud aguf. And he was only mechayiv himself to give. So this does not fall into the category of Hegdish. But al kaponim, we're speaking about maseh umatn. We're speaking about monetary inyonim in Shabbos. Poiskim tzedakah laniyim b'shabbos. V'omer Rav Yaakov Aridi, omer Rav Yochanan, mefakchim pikuach nefesh v'pikuach rabim b'shabbos. That we're permitted to speak about pikuach nefesh v'trashi b'dov v'shesh v'sakonis. Pikuach derabim, k'goyin l'rshus, tzadivrei rshus, but that's a tzayrech rabim. V'omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, So other Rishonim say pshat that it goes in, first you go to the shul and you first get a clear cut plan was Yidin Daf and Tainin, and then later you go to the Tartiyois, which was the base Abad of the Goyim, which was Bepirsum. It's a chayskatayinit mitzay in Shabbos. V'tona d'vei menashem mishatchin alatinoikis lioris b'shabbos. Palatinek lalamdoi sefer ulalamdoi umnes. So memele, so we see that dibur is muta. Omakro, the posik says, mimtzoi chafotzecho v'dabir dovo. Chafotzecho asurim. Chafzei shamayim mutorim. And the mele, the double dover is dumye to chevzecha. It's a chevzecha, then it's also. But it's chevze shemayim, then it's mutter. Zog toisvis. V'dibur mi osa. Perish min ha-toire. Toho mi de shorin en dibur shor mitzvah michlal de mi de reise shorin. Now this is a moiridike toisvis. This toisvis, either you take it with a grain of salt, or do you take it kipshutai. Now, Taisvis says over here, that what's written in the Gemara's kasha, so Taisvis is mamtik the Gemara's kasha. That means all these siyurim is zicha dibul shal mitzvah. The Gemara, you could see all these siyurim are dibul shal mitzvah. Well, the Gemara held as follows. Bishloim if dibul would be the holiest of dibul be midarabonon. No, so the tzayich mitzvah, they will matter. But the Gemara is the kasha, but this is also minatayri. You brought a pasuk. L'daber dover, so you can't fight around with a pasuk. Mitzvah azoy. If the pasuk says l'daber dover is also, so all things are also. That's why the Gemara is to bring a drosh name. Dum ye de chevzecho. Just like chevzecho is if it's chevzecho, but chevze shemayim is mutter. So dibur is also mutter bechevze shemayim. That's the teretz of the Gemara. But the pashtus of Taisvis by Taisvis, we mentioned that the iser dibur is also min ha-toyre. Chayshavon sitayis means the break a bullet, but others say taka mina teira taka. They buy from this taisvus. The achroinim bring a raya from our gemara. The Megina Yishloime, the Chefzei Hashem from the Rechaim Hakodesh bring a raya from our gemara to Rashi. And of course, you'd give them on the base, and not like Taisvis. We hear, and of course, you'd give them on the base, the Gemara says, the Daber Dovo, Shelo yehei dibucho shel Shabbos ki dibucho shel chayl. So Rashi says, kigoin, what is dibu shel chayl that is osa? Kigoin mekach u'memker v'cheshboinus. One is now what to speak about mekach u'memker v'cheshboinus. Taisis bin zan Rashi, perish bekuntus ke mekach u'memker, ein nila rabbeinu ta, da kvar nachke mimtzei chepzecha. So the achayne mimtzei mimtzei chepzecha means to do a pu'ule of chepzecha. Dabir dovar is to speak about chepzecha. Aber kaponim der Rabbeinu Tam did not like this. Aber immer Rabbeinu Tam, kadom avika rabbi, Rab Shimon ben Yechoy havelei eima safte, davet mishtoi sagi, he had an alte mame, that used to speak a lot, alte bobe, right? Om Allah, eima safte, shabsehu, shoska. She used to talk a lot, he told her, don't talk so much. Mash mishen kol kach ledabu b'shabes. One should be meinei adibu b'shabes, k'may b'chol. Yisham yimrin b'teirich yitir b'sheyle sholom b'shabes. Afilo sheyle sholom is also. So from Taisvus Rabbi Netam learns the whole iser of dibu is, that is an iser now to speak about certain things. Now to speak, period. There's an inyish shvis of dibu. They were matter to say good Shabbos yitiru b'kushi. To say good Shabbos, sheyle sholom b'shabes. In the Gemara, it seems clear that okay, the Gemara says chafatzecha dibur. The Gemara says Meister, the whole iser is a dibur of shel chafatzecha. That's what the Gemara says over here. So the Chayvet Hashem says l'chayra our Gemara is a klore raya to Rashi. Omar of the next Taisvus. The Omar Rabbi Loza Paiskin Tzedakel Aniyim B'Shabbos. Fin toime, ma tzorich la suyei, milse der Abelozo. Abelozo said that, yeah, hable la suyei misayi de beisilu. There's already here beisilu. Tatoni and Paiskin stock, afil ol hosi yosin vi yisoyme. Fein mishatrin ala tinoikis li oris boi, divrei beishamai. U beisilu matirim. So me meile, so you see, that it's stock is mut according to beisilu. So I have to bring later Abelozo. So, I'm going to say, 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 it's coming to tell us that afilu ol aniyim is osam. So memela, that's why he brings this memory. Oma Rab Yehude Omar Shmur. Chelshbeines shel molech, or maloch. What's shel molech? Let's see what Rashi says. Oh, we skipped over, we didn't finish the Rashi's. Kuch, tatiyois, kakasois, besilkois, mini paltanein, shisham nespu, labei sabat. Malam de umnis, tanami mitzvehi. Chol shene malam de umnis, malam de listeis, um mitzvehi alfine, mikrobik dushin, beishaniknis. Shel molech, shel eitzo. One is permitted to speak, cheshboinish, shel molech, vishal mabikach, muta lechoshvan bishabbos. Shall eitzah she'ene shaloi. It's an eitzah with this gate of nishon. Vein tzorich bekach. Ki goin ha'roitze livnois bayech kach v'kach tzorich lohitze boi. That means a person halt nish by the bay. He passes by a house, a beautiful house, so he asks yana, I'm a little boy in his ahoyis, how much does it cost? Ve'linire k'moy maloch. Now, Loch is buying this alola. What's guys do? You ever built such a house? Harein tzeirich bem, loy loch, v'loy la'acha, k'gayne hi de frishis. But al kaponim, she steht doch do, am avido mishmuch, es buying shal maloch, o de molech, im molech, shal mabekach, muta lechoshvon v'shabes. A person is permitted, since it is not negeya anything, so one is permitted to make tishchas buying this in Shabbos. The Chayvetz Hashem brings the Raya also from this Gemara, not like Rabbi Netam. Rabbi Netam says now to speak Shabbos. And here the Dovai says, Klo, these are Cheshboinis, but these Cheshboinis are loy malo, loy meirid, you're permitted to speak about them in Shabbos.